Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Girl, you're looking sexy, moving all across the floor.
Now, this Sweet Wednesday seems to be, at this point anyway, the sickest yet. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7, HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. My name's Tim McKernan. I guess I'm the most valuable. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could name a couple other names. I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who they'd be.
Yeah, it'd be a short list.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're Peyton Manning to us.
I think I'm more like Joe Willie.
With sore knees?
Right. Sore shoulders in this case.
You wear pantyhose?
Right. Right. But my skin is soft. Oh, the segues are so seamless.
Does that have anything to do with the razor?
Yes, it does.
Any particular brand?
Harry's razors, actually. Oh. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. And it makes my skin so smooth.
Supple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the Joe Namath comparisons. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with the buying overpriced razors, started Harry's to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience to ensure the highest quality. All products are backed by a 100% quality guarantee. Great news, Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code InsideSTL at harrys.com when you check out. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer with almost $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. You get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code InsideSTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. The Hot Shots email today is coming your way at around, I got it at 9:45. Just to give you kind of a captain's log here for the next, I don't know, Doug, I'll give you the next 8 days.
Okay.
9:45 today, Hot Shots email of the day. 9:45 tomorrow, Hot Shots email of the day. 7 a.m. on Friesbin, TMA live from Tapawingo, home of the second annual Free Dotem Open. And Bobby Magic, it will be part of my team along with the MVP and Steve Stoles.
Mm.
And, you know, here's what I think. And Iggy, I don't know if you got a number for what we'll shoot. I think we're probably going to be 10 under. I don't think 10 under is going to get it done.
Maybe. Maybe not.
And I'm looking forward to having a taste. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, Bobby Magic's a great player. Stoles, great player. MVP and I, you know, we'll do our best.
Friday?
Friday.
All about the short game, Tim. One out of your four guys will put it out there fairly deep.
Yeah. Sure. And then, Doug, I'll just stick my gap wedge.
He's got to put those. Yeah. When we shot 13 under last time, I think we lost by 3 strokes.
Somebody shot 16 under at Normandy.
Yeah, we had so many shots within 50, 60 yards that we couldn't put within 25 feet.
And you got to do it. You just got to do it.
You got to do it with that approach shot. Sure.
Especially when you have four guys firing them. So that's Friday. Saturday, if anybody wants to, I'll have an orgy. Sunday, I'll keep holy the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Then Monday, 9:45, we'll do email of the day, brought to you by Hot Shots. Tuesday, 9:45, we're going to do email of the day, brought to you by Hot Shots. Wednesday, 9:45, we're going to do email of the day, brought to you by Hot Shots.
Shots.
Thursday, 9:45, we're going to do email of the day. And then that night, we'll be at Hot Shots for TMA Live. Hot Shots, Bridgeton.
Boy.
Okay.
That's something else, Tim.
And then Friday, the broadcast will be, you know, what you heard, what we taped the night before in front of a live studio audience. And I would imagine there'll be incredibly hot Foot Fetish Friday action. So the cattle get a chance to get some wings. And then at 1:30 on Friday, kind of what everything's building up to, Jennings Randolph Jr. versus me, mano a mano, except with Big Al and the foursome somehow, for the Duel in the Sun Part 2. Normandy, 1:30 p.m. Yeah. And Iggy says there will be more than 20 people spending $20.
I don't think so.
To drive a cart around and watch.
What time is that?
1:30. You guys going to cover it?
Well, I'm going to probably be on a plane headed toward Pittsburgh.
Oh.
But maybe the Cardinals will stay back and just take the forfeit.
Just give up a game so they can watch it?
I know Mike Leake wanted to see it.
Oh, sure he did. Hopefully he's not starting that night.
Some of the guys will probably charter a plane or something.
Doug, will you cover it? Will Maurice cover it?
No, we won't cover it.
Seems like it's.
I can tell you.
It seems like it'd be a ratings bonanza.
I don't think it would be.
Oh, so like Bob West will come back exclusive. And do it?
Bob West won't have anything to do with it. He's down in Tampa selling Beanie Babies, I think, is the last I heard from him.
The market seemed to have dried up a little bit.
Yeah, well, maybe he's homeless. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, that'd be a good time for him to come up.
He won't come up. No one is going to cover it. You can clear all the space you'd like for satellite trucks. It won't be needed. No one's covering it. It's just a couple of blokes playing golf. That's all it is.
Yeah, and you usually are nothing desperate more than that. For anything to fill your shows.
There are days like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, to have a video in like a package, like maybe like a five-minute package? Like,
yeah.
Now, Tim was down one on number two.
It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. We'll find something on the feed.
Oh, something national instead of a local broadcast hero golfing.
That's what it takes. I'm not sure you guys understand journalism.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I am very serious about this. Plowhawk, I don't know what your situation is at Billy G's, but I really think we could break a Facebook Live record if you and Larry Nickel were to be on the call, especially now that Big Al's part of the group.
Day and time again? You said Saturday?
Doug, I said Friday.
Okay, I got it.
July 14th.
Okay. 1:30, I think.
1:30 p.m. Central.
I'm free.
Duel in the Sun Part 2.
I'm free on Fridays.
And then like somebody can walk around holding up the camera. Do we have an intern? Do we have interns anymore?
I don't believe we do have them.
No, we have one in the afternoon we could probably talk into. He seems like a very eager intern.
Ready to
do some Doug,
Frank's
you call
intern.
Him the eager beaver.
I don't think I've met him. Frank's intern?
No, not Frank's intern. I think we just have a regular Tuesday, Friday intern.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't believe I've seen him.
Doug, think about also the ease of which you could throw this story together. Tim McKernan, local broadcast hero, hit the links. Bite, stand up. Where McKernan's golf career goes from here is anybody's guess. Back to you in the studio. Done.
Could you imagine, like, nice the gallery all dressed up to
there
the nines?
I know, like gallery. Fedoras, like at a 1950s Cardinal game.
It's none of this is going to happen.
And is Big Al joining you, or is he different times? Or in that,
I like, believe Big Al's match will be going on simultaneously inside of the foursome.
Man, that's a rough one for him.
Yeah, that's a bad beat. That's a bad beat, is what we call that. It's
Mark Wahlberg already said he's going to be there.
Mark Wahlberg's coming?
Yeah, so he's going to be a celebrity.
Well, I don't know that he is.
So, Plowhawk, you and Larry have called golf before, and this is kind of an opportunity for Larry. You know, Plowhawk says, okay, so Tim has bogeyed this, and he is now two down, heading to number three. Larry, he's going to have to stick this hybrid in order to have an opportunity for birdie to try and cut the deficit down to one hole. And then you just set Larry up, and he just goes, just like Buck to Aikman.
I think it'd be different. I'm picturing me whispering, giving similar detail to what you were talking about, and Larry going, yeah, that's right. And then we wait for the shot.
And then you disappearing the smoke.
Oh, he smokes just about as much. Well, smokes cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Normandy's marijuana policy is.
I'll have to double check.
Probably pretty
on that.
Liberal.
Kind of. I'm sure there's nobody paying attention.
Probably not.
Well, that gallery will definitely be paying attention.
Yeah, and I'm guaranteeing there will be more than 20, and at some point, right as Timmy hits a shot, all 20 will yell free dotum.
Wow.
And these people have to pay $20 a piece.
Well, you get a six-pack.
You get a six-pack.
Oh, wow.
And a cart.
And at the end of it, they're like all the carts are going to be lined up
oh
as one,
my
like
God.
RVs.
It'll
and
be
everybody.
Like the Ryder Cup.
This is not going to happen.
Like with DL3 in his cart as the captain.
Well, can you imagine as you make your way to the final hole?
And number 18, that 240-yard par 3, Doug.
Yeah, I'm just, color me skeptical.
Yeah, I color you dumb because you have a chance to get a camera out there and be the exclusive home.
Yeah, I don't think Channel 5 is going to cover this.
Well, the Fox has got some programming available. How about you run the whole damn thing in the afternoon?
I already told you we're going to Pittsburgh.
Why don't you carry this instead of the Cardinal game? Right.
Can you imagine the shots you could get with that game or the match winning putt on the green? You follow that ball into the cup, and then you get that reaction.
Oh.
And to the crowd, they're all standing on their golf carts cheering on whoever the victor, probably Tim.
Of course.
And. You know, that there are 2 million views right there, Doug.
I don't think it is.
Think guys, I would love to hear Larry's golf whisper.
Instead of run that instead of the feature on the Giants fan in San Francisco who dressed her dog as Buster Posey.
Oh, we can localize that. You have a dog? So does this fan in San Francisco.
Here's the network package with the latest.
Yep. Well, I'll be out there to help out in case Nixie can't get a ride.
But you're supposed to play today against Billy Shackalady.
Yeah, now it's sunny outside, so I don't know what's going on. I need to find. It's not that I have to prepare for it, but I taped all 60 episodes of Game of Thrones because I have nothing to do between now and a week from Sunday, and they had a marathon holidays.
What is he talking about now?
I taped.
I tuned out for 2 seconds, and I feel like all of a sudden.
Where did this come in?
Watching Memento.
Nothing to do, so you have to tape all these shows. You have to golf today.
Well, I don't know if it's going to rain, but I want to know so I can just sail in on the couch and just start. A marathon of Game of Thrones.
Start watching. Sure.
Even though I've seen it already, I've got nothing on TV the next 10 days.
That so Billions is a bee's knees, but you've already watched it.
Done with that. I finished Orange is the New Black. I just finished Wentworth. So I'm kind of done. Now I can just sit back and enjoy one of my favorite shows from beginning to end.
So
and
an afternoon round of golf, this is throwing you for a loop that you might not be able to start your marathon of a show you've already watched.
Well, I don't want to start watching if I know I'm playing because then I'll have to get ready, go out, hit some balls, and I'd rather just sit on the couch.
And that Khaleesi would give you wood, which would get in your way.
Man.
Ben Wright said something about that with CBS, and I think he lost his job.
She was gone. He was gone. Yep. Boobs got in the way. Hmm. Yeah, the first season she really got nakers, and after that she kind of slowed down.
I find her to be so fine, but I have to tell you this, and I wonder where our audience is on this. When she's not dressed up as Khaleesi, she's still beautiful, but she's more beautiful as Khaleesi. Amelia Clark, is that her name? Doug, is that Amelia Clark?
I don't know. I don't watch the presentation.
It is Amelia.
It's like Bob Denver when he wasn't dressed as Gilligan. He wasn't as hot.
Whole different guy. He was Maynard G. Krebs before Gilligan.
I never noticed it until last night. I started watching because all 60 are now taped. I have like 3% left.
So you taped the show, your DVR, I assume.
Yeah, the HBO had a marathon over the 4th.
Yeah,
of
I saw
weekend.
That. I watched a few of them.
So I just started taping them.
Right.
And I'll watch them leading up to a week from Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think the second episode, she gets naked to get a bath for Drago. You know,
Doug, you remember Drago? He said, no. I must break you.
And,
the whole thing.
They showed her from behind, and she's got a pretty big ass.
Okay.
But that's all the rage right now, man.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Large caboose. Sure.
Yeah, but she's fit with a big ass.
Yeah, it's not just protruding ass.
It's not big. It's not 2X handles.
Yeah.
Right. Guys, Bloodline's a great show. Thanks. That's from Grandpa's Caddy.
Okay. I'm done with that, too.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Last season sucked.
Wow.
Final season, actually.
Iggy, you're 75. Pick up a damn book and turn off the TV. That's from Iggy's creepy hand.
You didn't have to do that.
Well, I just finished my Bowie autobiography, so I'm... I'll start something else now.
Are those golf carts insured for collision? I can see a makeshift game of Hoosier bumper cars breaking out at Normandy for the Duel in the Sun Part 2. Doug, could you see that happening all the time?
Absolutely. That I could see.
I could see 20 carts going out and only like 10 coming back.
There
will be 5 in the lake, 3 in the creek.
2 guys posted up waiting for Incarnate Word to dismiss.
Two in the woods. Two in the woods. Yeah.
Leave the Incarnate Word girls alone, please.
Ingenious Cave Ride Magic Man always hits his ball over there.
Yeah.
That's a terrible tee shot to hit that.
Yeah, oh, God, it's a big slice. Sure it is. A big
Tim, please watch out for our team, Taste Us, coming fresh off around in tour conditions at Lake Tahoe. It has me dialed in. You'll probably still beat us, though, because you're the best. Thanks. That's in the Shrewsbury Size Queen.
Yeah, you'll beat us, Tim. Whatever. We'll even lower our score. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure you beat us.
Bobby Magic just texted me and said, we will beat 10 under. There's a guy who's dialed in. Could I see us going 15? Yeah. Do I think so? No.
No.
If I had to guess our number, I'd go 10. Yeah.
Well, if you're not going to get to 15, then you're in seller's mode. You get rid of Bobby Magic now. See if we can get
a great player. I just kind of want to go out there and have some taste and fellowship.
Oh, fellowship, that's great.
Yeah.
Fellowship is always welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I just got a text that our fourth is now confirmed, Crimson Callahan. We have a 16-year-old.
Crimson Callahan. That sounds like a dashing figure.
We have a 16-year-old on our team.
Who is this Crimson Callahan?
He's a good little player. Todd Callahan's son.
Isn't he going to be professional soon?
He hasn't gone to college yet. He's the one, if you ever watch the video of me and Mickey Carroll out on the golf course.
Doug, have you watched the video?
Not lately.
Yes, of course. We all have.
I couldn't push Mickey out of the cart, obviously, so I had Crimson, I think it was like maybe 9 at the time, put on Mickey Carroll's blue jacket, and I pushed him out of the cart.
Why would you do such a
it's
thing?
It's a body double situation.
Yeah, it was part of the skit we were doing.
It was Stickler.
For the fan show with the great Rich Gould.
Hmm. Remember the fan show, Doug?
Sure. I enjoyed it.
A wonderful presentation.
We're going to talk hoops with Gary Pinkel.
That's right. That's his take.
Yeah.
Get his. It's like when Skip Bayless has Lil Wayne on. Tim, is it gay if I let my boyfriend shower me with a loofah after we bang? Thanks to Mae Young's newborn hand.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I just turned on the stream, and let me tell you something. Hearing Timmy's voice was such a relief. It was a tough couple of weeks, Tim. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom. Is it really a tough couple weeks if, like, somebody's on vacation?
No.
On a radio show?
No, it isn't.
It was for me.
No, why?
Well, we take topics that would be 5-10-minute segments and turn them into full hours, and then the next day we...
I thought that's what we do when I'm here.
No, we had a pit bull talk that I think you would have nicked.
I got private messages and emails, and people are angry at me about the pit bull, and I'm going... I'm with my family. You never know when you're going to have these opportunities again. My entire family's there. It's a wonderful time, and now I've got somebody's pissed off about a pit bull conversation.
They texted you that they were mad about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh,
why?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't hear the segment, so I don't even know what the hell it was.
Plowsy and I were arguing about the merits of having a pit bull as a pet.
Plowsy said he would rather see a person die than a dog.
I didn't say
I got it
that
secondhand.
To that.
That wasn't
That wasn't exact, but I did backtrack.
That was pretty much exact.
The next day, I backtracked. That's when hot takes go wrong.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It happens to the best of them.
Well, they were scorching.
Yeah, so, and it's the worst. I don't know what I should do, because I like to be able to communicate with the audience. I prefer that they email me, but they'll, most of the time, the way these guys handle it is they send direct messages on Facebook, which I've made reference to a number of times. And so there's that sound. And we were on the 18th yesterday. Iggy, remember that Facebook instant message sound went off and Deke Dotem goes, oh, it's your favorite sound. And I go, God bless America. But it wasn't me. It was one of you guys. Maybe it was Dotem's dad, Dennis. Dotem's dad, Dennis.
Dennis.
That's alliteration.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
All right.
So, yes, people were Facebook DMing me while I was on vacation just in a tizzy about some pit bull segment. And it just, it gives me such, I'm out there with my father and my brother, and we're playing golf, and it's like as good as it gets, and then I get that, and then I look at it, I'm like, God, it just immediately, it's like, you know, I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West. I just start melting. I'm like, God, just leave me alone. I don't care. I have nothing to do with it. Why'd you guys play the timber fake fight on Monday? I have no idea. I had nothing to do with it. Stupid. I switch a station. Great. Doesn't matter. We've been around for 13 years. We will survive.
Maybe I'm guilty, but I handle all complaints, however I get them, verbally, through direct message or text, that I'll check with Tim. You might want to check with Tim also. He runs the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that? Just say, yeah, that's Tim.
No, I've never really done that. I don't get a lot of messages saying, knock it off with the pit bull discussion. If I did, I wouldn't care. And then I just block him.
Scottie Pippen was at Gateway National.
Yeah, right? I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was somebody posted on the fan page. How about that? What are we using town for?
Probably playing with Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, PGA Pro Dan was texting me that he got new grips for Marcus Allen, and Marcus Allen's playing in that Lake Tahoe Pro-Am this weekend. Guess Marcus has some game.
I'm sure he's a great athlete.
Yep. Big guy.
Let's see. Doug, check out The Keepers on Netflix. It's a very interesting watch. Thanks. It's from Mike Liotte's lady friend.
Don't say it's an interesting watch. Just say, here's something else to watch on TV.
Who has all the time to watch all these shows?
I don't. I don't.
Well, you could during the Channel 4, you know.
No,
time.
I couldn't.
You have some downtime.
No, I don't.
I'll hold the mic for you.
I don't.
Tim, your thoughts on Lana Rhodes growing her bush out? Thanks. That's from Shrubs. I have to tell you, and I'm kind of in a weird spot on this. At this time last year, and you guys remember this, I couldn't have been any higher on Lana Rhodes as potentially the next Jenna Jameson. And I think I've soured on her a bit. I don't know. I don't know if anybody else shares this.
I have no idea who it is, Tim.
Opinion. Well, she's been on the show. She's, what's the word you use? The cat?
They all sound the same.
Tune it
so
out.
It's hard to even
yeah,
know who
I
you're
don't remember
about.
The names.
Remember but, Arthur Rhodes.
Oh, yeah. 2011 Cardinals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never soured on him.
I like kittens and bunnies.
Keisha Gray.
I mean, imagine how we could forget these people.
They all sound exactly the same, and they all say nothing. And then you laugh
someday.
And giggle.
Hello. I'm leaving.
Okay.
And that's then you go for this
hard to get
fictitious pursuit of some other porn star that hadn't been in the business for 20 years. And Iggy pretends like we're that close. Well, she was out of cell phone range, so we couldn't get her.
Doug, why did Khaleesi get nude for Ivan Drago from Rocky IV? Thanks. That's from the Webster Wien Peeker.
Who knows? Who knows? Because that's what the writer wrote. That's why. We need to spice up this segment here. Go, Nako.
What is the dude's name?
Who?
Do you remember his name?
Who?
The guy she married. Khaleesi.
Doug?
Bob? Bill?
You're right. It was Bob.
I thought it was Drago.
Okay. I don't know.
Cal Drago. Like Cal Kennedy.
The fixer of basketball games?
That's
he's
a serious
he's all
charge,
part of
sir.
It.
You're going to be sued for slander.
Oh.
And I am not going to be responsible for that.
I understood that he was all part of the group that arranges.
No, Fungo cooks 400 arranges. Pounds of wings for the school picnic.
Right.
And that's all I can tell you about St. Gabriel's. That's all I will tell you about St. Gabriel's.
Okay.
Tim, did you say orgy for Saturday? Thank you. Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife. She's starting to get a little more aggressive. To the delight of the listeners.
Okay. That could be anybody who just said that was their name now.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. People lie all the time on this presentation.
This is the show of record.
It's part of what they do.
There is no orgy.
I swear to Yahweh that I was texting requests to hear the kittens and bunnies drop, and before I could hit send, Plowboy hits it. He's tantric. KG in O-Town.
Okay.
Plowboy's firing these drops, man.
All right.
Tim, since I won the bet with the bags coming out under 15 minutes of the airport, when do we get to hear Hockey Bob? Thanks. That's from Kayavorsky. Yeah, Kayavorsky was at the airport, and we landed at Lambert, not necessarily known for expedient luggage service.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
I know you agree. And especially since you travel to all the large city airports. And I saw him. And I said, over under 15 minutes on when the bags come out. And he said, I'm taking the under, and if the under goes off, I want you to take a phone call from Hockey Bob. And I said, that's a safe bet. It'll never come in. And then sure enough, the under came in.
So did you take the call?
Well, I haven't yet, but if Hockey Bob wants to call in and give a hot take on...
He called in on the pit bull discussion.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and said because he had a dog, he was the last word on the affair.
It's like season ticket. I'm a season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another nice thing about Lambert, too, is that you would think, with the taxi industry apparently struggling with Uber and everything, you'd think you get off a plane and you walk out to where the taxis are, there'd be a lot of taxis. Not always the case.
They're lined up at the cell phone lot, at least if you're going Southwest.
Doug, I got banned from the fan page for posting a poll. Thanks, it's Scott.
Yeah, well... You probably did more than that. It was
exactly.
Probably a nasty.
It's always, point. It's right. Always, it's
totally
Shawshank.
Innocent.
It's Shawshank. Now the poll was about a listener who had been banned for causing some issues, and then this guy was trying to stir the pot by going, "I think Tim should." What do you think? And then he created a poll.
Well, blocking.
Oh, I did
blocking.
So there's the answer, Scott.
Yeah. When
deal
did
with that scooter?
When did everyone in America desire to be a pollster?
Because of the Gallup polls that we do.
Don't do Gallup polls. Gallup does Gallup
Everyone
polls.
On Twitter does polls now. Everyone on other media polls. Everyone wants to take a poll. What do you think of Doug's shirt today?
Let's poll it out. Let's just workshop
a little
bit. Do you
ever respond to any of those polls?
No.
Ever?
Well, maybe once or twice. Not the ones on the fan page.
Now, you don't follow me, but if I put a poll out there, would you respond?
It depends on the poll.
I might do one. Do you think Doug Vaughn is great? How great? And I'll put different levels of greatness.
Okay. I might respond to that one.
All right.
Nice. Be one of the few that I'd respond to. I did want to respond to this. One of our longtime listeners sent me a message and said that there is still a lot of steel workers at Granite City Steel still laid off, and a lot of them are hurting, and they're trying to get their jobs back, trying to gain employment again, and they've got a little thing coming up on Thursday, July 20th, for the laid-off U.S. Steel Granite City workers. It's a rally that begins at 4:30 p.m. at Tri-Cities Labor Temple, 20th and State Streets, Granite City, Illinois. It's coming up on the 20th, and there's going to be music and food and free food and drinks and everything to try to continue to raise awareness for all those laid-off steelworkers in Granite City in that area who are hurting.
Nice. That's a great thing, sir.
Yeah, and apparently that we have a lot of listeners in that community. So
we're big in the ill side.
Well, maybe so. And hopefully they'll get a lot of people out at their little rally on July 20th, and maybe that'll be the start of improving their situation.
God bless America.
Good luck to them.
That's a nice gesture,
that is,
sir.
Very nice of you to mention it. In fact, I'm going to do the poll right now.
I met the great John Vaughn in the Webster Parade. He advocated for the freeing of Dotem. John Vaughn was in the Webster Parade?
I think he was. Doing a little marching there.
So you're Kirkwood, he's Webster, you're anti-Dotem, he's free Dotem.
We're at loggerheads.
This is like the Hatfields
clearly
and McCoys under one roof.
Sometimes the apple does fall a long way from the tree. Or is it the acorn?
It's the matted shrub.
Mm. I think he probably does it just to poke at me.
Not everything's about you, Doug.
He's active on
this
that fan page, though, isn't he?
Matted coin slot fuzz.
Just out of nowhere, we needed that little phrase.
Doug, could you tell the audience about Ryan Kelly? He makes the whole thing possible.
Well, that's because he's the title sponsor. That's who he is.
Right.
He's now saying that they're doing some rates in the twos. In the twos, some
twos,
of their rates.
Holy moly.
In the twos. So if you waited too long and then you saw rates go back up, now they've gone back down. Now is the time to hop on the refinance bandwagon. I don't know. Maybe you don't like to save money, so forget what I'm about to say. Maybe you do. Maybe you'd like to save maybe a couple hundred dollars a month and tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Then Ryan Kelly is the guy you need to get in contact with, or at least his business. And his business is the Home Loan Expert. He's there in Brentwood Boulevard.
He is.
We've been there many times.
Yeah,
he's got a fabulous office. He's got a fabulous team that he's put together. Number one loan originator in the Midwest now. He is absolutely fantastic. If you need a new loan, if you have a mortgage right now and you think maybe now is the time to refinance, then you would be correct in thinking that, because it's a fantastic time to refinance your mortgage. He's got rates in the twos now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard, so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? I frankly don't have the answer to that question. I don't know why you'd go anywhere else other than the Home Loan Expert.
No, stop yelling at the audience,
so
please.
Call Ryan. Here's his phone number. I'll give it now. 314-7... Here's his phone number. 314-781-9700. He's got a website, and the website is thehomeloanexpert.com. That's Ryan Kelly, our title sponsor. Support the sponsors, please. If you're a homeowner, get in touch with Ryan. He can show you how to save tons of money.
The poll question I asked at the start of the show is this, and I'll give you the results now, about 3 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than halfway through the season, how do you think the 2017 St. Louis Cardinals will finish? Choices: no playoff appearance, win one of the wild cards, win the National League Central. 86% of 1,074 votes say no playoff appearance. 9% say win the National League Central, and 5% say win one of the wild cards. That's on the Twitter tweets. The Twitter tweets.
Okay.
Doug, where would you vote?
I think that I'm usually an optimist with the Cardinals. I think that this every year is going to be their year. I still think they have a legitimate shot to win the division. I think they have too many players underperforming right now. It can't last all season long. It just can't. And they're not very far away from being at the top of the division now. Lock down a few more saves. a hit or two here or there, they're leading the darn division. I think they can come back and win it.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I don't know how likely it is, but there's a chance. And I think if you're the Cardinals, you operate as a team with a chance. Again, Lance Lynn is a different animal. If you don't think you're going to be able to sign him, maybe you don't want to invest that kind of money.
Is it Shattenkirk-esque?
You try to get something back in return. But otherwise, you try to pursue that chance, slim as it may be, I think.
I would look for them to make a deal for a reliever.
From the Cleveland Indians. That's kind of what they do in late July.
That's usually how it goes. A reliever, and I don't know about a bat. Maybe another starter and a reliever that they would try to get for Lynn.
Morosi just said they're close again, Donaldson.
For the record.
And by close means, boy, that Donaldson's a good player.
Just for the record. I can see all hell breaking loose on Twitter. Do you hear Jim Hayes this morning?
For the record, Morosi tweeted that they're interested, but there's been no formal discussions. To which our own Chris Gardner said that he's been interested in Scarlett Johansson, although there have never been formal discussions.
Well done, Chris Gardner.
I expect every club in baseball is interested in Josh Donaldson. But a deal doesn't seem to be imminent. We'll check the ticker and get back to
you. I just worry. Like I said, it depends on where they are when the time comes, and we're still 2-3 weeks away from really having to make the decision. Although we saw, if I'm not mistaken, the Colby Rasmus 2011 deal was done closer to the middle of July than the end of July, if I'm not mistaken. So these things start to pop up, you know, right around July 15th. I just worry that not selling will prolong the organization's mediocrity that started last year, and that concerns me. But I don't know. I mean, if I'm Bill DeWitt, if I'm John Mozeliak, if I'm Mike Gersh, how do you handle it? I mean, it's a tough spot. If you're 3.5, 4.5 games out of first place, and you look around, you go, God, there's no way in hell we're beating so-and-so and so-and-so and so. Well, no way in hell. It's highly unlikely. That's the way that you operate. Highly unlikely that we beat this team, this team, this team. But in our division, it actually is possible that we would win the thing. And Mozeliak was around for 2006. Bill DeWitt, of course, around for 2006. And you go, the team wasn't that good. The difference on that one, though, is everybody was unhealthy, and then they got healthy at the end. And that's not really the situation for the majority of this season.
I just don't think they're that far away where even if they think, okay, it's an outside shot, we're not going to operate like we're climbing through, I don't think they're that far away. I think a big piece is Reyes. I think they're optimistic that he will be what we saw before he had the injury. Leak has pitched well. I think it's a question about what you're going to see from Waka the rest of the way, but they got Flaherty. They got a couple other pitchers.
You're talking about 2018.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or even even.
But Reyes isn't a 2017 option, is he?
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm saying next year. I'm saying,
right.
Even
okay.
If they determine
I'm
just saying I don't think they're that far away where it is a fire sale. They will have to make decisions if they don't think you might see some guys go, but I don't think it's along the lines of dismantling.
Well,
the whole thing.
To be clear, I've never said fire sale ever because even if they wanted to, they really can't because you have three very large contracts, two of which can't go anywhere. And I don't know what the situation is with Fowler, but I can't imagine you being able to move that contract.
Yeah, and I didn't say you said it, but some people have. I just don't think you're going to see wholesale changes. I think you're going to. You'll likely see a piece or two move and the team have a different look, but it won't be scrapped and starting from square one. Right.
So it's a really weird spot because if they're in almost any other division, American League Central's kind of dicking around too. You're not even talking about it. You're really like, okay, who's going to get traded? Where is he going to go? And what are you going to get returned? But it's a weird spot to be this close and yet be three games under 500 and 7.5 games back of the second wild card spot. It is a really weird spot. And on top of it, the team who's in first place that you are 4.5 games back, most of the people, at least around here, don't believe that's the team that's going to win the division. I think I'll do another Gallup poll. I mean, I'll do another Gallup poll. Who do you think is going to win the National League Central? And I would imagine that the Cubs would get the most votes. But, the Cubs are more than halfway through the season, too. And it's,
But I mean,
you, unless all of a sudden something's going to surge and a couple of guys with the Cubs are going to come back and do something, you know, Schwarber going to reemerge, a totally different guy. Is Hendricks going to come back and?
No, but they'll make a move. I mean, a four-game lead, a 4.5-game lead. I mean, those come and go sometimes within a couple of weeks. You know, as Rick Hummel pointed out, it looked like the Royals had absolutely nothing, and they didn't do it by winning 10 in a row. You know, they kind of slowly came back. They win 4 in a row, 5 in a row, then lose a couple. But, you know, now
you have to be encouraged about the way they played against the Diamondbacks and the Nationals, two of the top teams in the league. And they won 2 out of 3 from both.
Well, I
just think they have so many players performing well below their career averages that the second half could be considerably better than the first half.
But also along those lines, when you contextualize these things, just like some of the Cardinals' losses early on, which were close and were bullpen, you know, related, you know, the context of who the Cardinals face as far as the Diamondbacks go, they were fortunate to avoid their top two starters. And the Nationals, you know, at this point have dealt with some injuries to that offense. It's still raking. Don't get me wrong. You still have Murphy and Harper in the middle of it, but Trey Turner was out. And Jason Wirth, who somehow, some way, got really hot in May, early June, is out. So you didn't face the team that, you know, would be, you would think anyway, the team that you would face if we were playing them in the NLDS. And so just realistically, what percentage would one allocate to the likelihood of the Cardinals advancing past the NLDS? Because if they were to, they're facing either the Dodgers or Nationals in the first round. Of course it can happen. Of course it can happen. Again, you're talking about probabilities, not locks. But if that probability, you give it, you know, a very low number, then that's, to me, how the organization would operate. But it's such a tough spot because just getting a ticket right now is absolutely within the realm of possibility. You know, the probability of the Cardinals winning the National League Central, I'd throw it at least 33%. And I don't think the Cardinals are a great baseball team, but I 33% that they're going to win the National League Central. Possibility of the Cardinals being in the NLCS, 2%. So it's a weird spot for the organization because you do have a top-heavy National League. Albeit a top-heavy National League with a couple of teams who really haven't done anything in a long time as far as getting to an NLCS goes, with the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, a team that notoriously pisses the bed in the NLDS and the Nationals, and then you have the Dodgers, a team that the Cardinals have gone into series as major underdogs against and then beat them in 13 in the NLCS and in 14 in the NLDS. So it's a really weird and tough spot. I'm sympathetic to the organization. If in 3 weeks they're sitting here at 4.5 games back of the National League Central, it would be better if they're either, of course, leading or a game out or 10 out as opposed to being 4.5 out. Because then it's a clear path and you don't alienate a large portion of your customers by selling. So I am truly enamored to see what transpires here over the next 3 weeks, not just with how they play, but how the organization decides to handle it, because I don't recall a time where they have been in a spot like this and have 3 huge contracts for, you know, guys who you can't move. That's another factor on the whole deal.
If they can just get hot, they can run away with this baby.
Nice. I just tried to post my first poll and
how'd it go?
I think I misspelled Doug's name.
It's a tough name to spell.
How do you spell it?
I think I put a D-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, that's happened most of my life.
Autocorrect, baby.
Yeah, Doughboy, my dad called me because it happened so much when I was a kid.
But here are the choices. How great is Doug Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
Tremendously great, standard great, great along the lines of Gavin McLeod. I think you have 3 good choices to pick through.
Well, I like Gavin McLeod.
And you don't think that's a mean-spirited poll at all?
That's not terribly mean-spirited.
What's not mean-spirited
it's
at all?
It's kind of mocking.
It's all great. It's all positive.
Yeah. And when you're putting this on Twitter?
Yeah. If I can spell your name right. It might have autocorrected.
Doug, I got to do this Hot Shots email today. Let's do it! Do it well. Watch this. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it
Don't
well.
Don't do that.
You know what song that is?
Doing It Well?
Yeah, LL Cool J, you're right. Right. It's like 91?
I guess from the lyrics.
Hey guys, can I have a sandwich? Thanks to Loomster.
Loomster.
Now this Lemmings lunch
That's
from Hot
all
Shots
this
is
about.
The line.
All this is about.
Hello, fair gentle boys. It is I, Crimson Callahan, local golf legend in Lothario. Boys, I can't wait for the free Dotem Open. I remember last year fondly, as it was the first time I laid with a... This is... I can't read this.
No. Is it vile? It's about this. A kid. That's
Come on. Yes, exactly.
Sneaky
Thank
vile.
You, the cat.
So don't read that.
Who said it? Who wrote it? Who sent that
in? The person who sent it in is a great American, but he might not have been aware that this person's 16.
Well, he's going to find himself on the suspension logule. Can I have a name, please? Initials, maybe?
Cucky the Dwarf.
Cucky the Dwarf, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name is now appearing in the leather-bound hotshot suspension logule. You don't get a sandwich. You get a suspension.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to send out a quick thanks to Jennings for this whole fan pin championship thing. Even though I got shipped on the 17th hole in the first round, we had one hell of a time. As you already know, one hell of a time. As you already know, my caddy was Injun Joe, and we were pitted up against that Todd Callahan. Boy, this Callahan family's everywhere.
Yeah. Irishman.
We were pitted up against that Todd Callahan and his caddy, who made us call him Timmy Tummy Sticks. Doug, this is a classy club championship.
Right.
We caught the deranged caddy off the woods on 11, butt-chugging Zimas. Other than that and the little Incarnate Word incident, he was a pretty normal dude. I had heard my opponent Todd was a big drinker, so I tried to show off a little bit and keep up. Much like a David Carradine bait sesh, I took it just a bit too far. Is that a reference to David Carradine in Asphyxiation? Is that what that was?
I think it must be.
I was up by one going into 12, and I have nothing to hang my head about except I choked and basically gave away this fan pin championship. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hanks. And Iggy, wasn't he getting like 11 strokes or something?
I think 10 is what I heard. And Callahan shot, I think, 75. So
holy moly.
Hank must have played well.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
So I guess I'm going to be the only one to hold this team and its Little League manager accountable. Me in this town would rather interview Luke and Wildwood for some fluff piece than answer the tough questions. I mean, McCurkin goes and hides on some island for a month, and I'm sure he'll pull a Jerko and go on paternity leave when that kid's born. Does the cat get paid per Cardinal win? I mean, you can apologize a little more for this Little League manager and underperforming players. And Vaughn would rather complain nonstop about working two jobs every day of the week than spend some time at the stadium chasing down Masalik for an interview. When your resume highlights are the ability to lose hair and no fashion sense, you get to be a third-string sports guy in Market 21 working Friday through Sunday in the holidays. Do these people know who they're playing for? The best fans in baseball. I'm tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
I didn't care for the email. Steve in Wildwood. Wildwood.
Guys, Plops here. Disappointment would be the word that I'll start out with when describing the last 2 days of this show. You Batwings aired best of segments Monday and Tuesday, which is fine. You even had Doug do a cute little voiceover at the beginning and end each of the segments, and all should have been good to go. Nope. The voiceover at the end of each segment cut out about 2 seconds in after every single segment for two consecutive days. I mean, we could have said, hey, something's wrong with every single segment. Let's have someone run down there and fix it, but we did not. Nope, just let the bus drive right off the damn cliff. And yesterday aired a 2-hour Joe Buck special, which featured several bleeped out curse words. However, anyone who listened to the whole thing would know that some curse words were accidentally left in. What the hell happened here? Was it that quick turnaround of having to record that segment in November of 2016 and then hurry up and get it ready to get on the air in July 2017 that screwed you up? Deadlines and stuff can be tough. I'm honestly considering getting a single tear tattooed on my face later today in memory of the craps you used to give about the quality of this show. Misty Plops, Doug, that's the assistant program director.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
He held us accountable.
Yes, he did.
And he got 2 checks, right?
Morning, fellas. I just read John Morosi is reporting that Doug is highly interested in receiving anal
no,
from one of
no,
the
no,
Sea
no.
Monster.
Sea Monster has been suspended.
Well, he didn't write it.
He's been nonetheless, he has been suspended a period of 2 days' time for allowing the email to slip through. I'm writing it down with a Wright Business Products ink pen. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Wow, wow, wow. You three are finally back together. It's been so long, they started cutting promos for all the fill-ins. Welcome back to The Morning After with Jeff Bernthal, Elliot Davis, and Jerry Berger. I think every person who's worked St. Louis media in some capacity has been on the show now. It's TMA with Iggy and the guy who held the camera once at a Girl Next Door event. When the list gets thin, maybe the producers could hold a seance and bring Herb Humphries and Joseph Pulitzer back from the grave. Even then, the topics will inevitably steer toward eating fries off tank lids and how long it took Matt Ubolz and Hanks to finally email in. Thanks. Doug, that's Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
This email is titled Tom Emanski. Now, he was the one who had those hitting videos and fielding videos where they would throw the ball in from center field and land it in a bucket.
Right, right.
Discover the secrets of the number one rated podcast host on 590 in the midnight Sunday morning time slot in this exciting new VHS tape. Learn the tips and tricks from green jacket wearer, creepy podcast host Buck Swopemanski. Here are the tips and tricks that produce Jason Barrett's back-to-back-to-back AAU National Championship podcast about another show. This tape vastly improves host's ability to ask a 45-second question while somehow seamlessly not even asking the question and also providing interview techniques for chatting with people no one knows or cares about. Jason Barrett said, quote, Buck Swope is a man among men. And Doug Vaughn adds, I don't care, don't call me again. Many are excited, just ask Fred McGriff and his menacing point. This is an instructional podcast video that works. To get your copy, meet me behind the Cracker Barrel off Merrimack Bottom. I'll be in a green sports coat standing by a van. It says, nope. Don't be alarmed. I wrote that to keep the creeps away. That's from Buck Swopemanski, also known as KG in O-Town.
KG in O-Town.
Morning, kiddos. So for my money, the Vianney father son dance joke's the best thing to ever happen to this show. Pretty sure that's the joke that caught Ryan Kelly's eye. That joke single-handedly puts food on Greg Vaughn's plate, and it prompted Plop's calendar email, which is the GOAT. What up, man-child? I always thought the father-son joke's originator was the Dogtown Astrovan. He's half lion, half eagle. He's a peach fuzz mustache. Also, he was the one that said it first. But now I am to understand that the latest Swope Sewed claims that it was actually Matt Ubolz at Hanks. Doug, can we workshop this? Thanks, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
You want to workshop this tomorrow in the 8 o'clock?
Not really.
Right, he's not been around the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
I think he calls in, or is that the Shrewsbury Seminary student?
It's the seminary student.
Let me get this straight. Pumpkinhead quit a golf scramble because someone on his squad wiggled the numbers? Seems odd that the same guy who uses box wine to lure lesbo broads to the crepatorium would pitch a fit over someone marking down a birdie instead of a par. I'm no proctologist, but I know an A-hole when I see one. Get over yourself, you bacon-skinned boot face.
Hey, come on.
CJ, six you later. Lefty Jacksmere. Boy, the CJ six, Doug.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Again, I've never drank wine out of a box. Never.
Would you? Would you consider?
No, I would not. No.
Morning, Tim, Jim, Jug, and Doug. Guys, I couldn't help but to shake my head at the guy trying to bum Hedo tickets off of Iggy. Is he lazy or just unaware that when you take an empty Coke can to the courtesy counter at your local Schnucks, you get a discount on both day and night passes to Hedo? Also, if you're headed to Schnucks on a Monday, today is the day they put out the fresh ham salad at the deli counter. I'd suggest getting there before 11 a.m., though. After that, it starts to form a skin on top and the quality slips quite a bit.
Oh.
You're welcome. That's Doug's brother, A-Bear.
Brother A-Bear.
Hey, jabronis, with Game of Thrones night tonight at the Boardwalk. Got me thinking, who would each TMA member play in Game of Thrones? Tim would be Jon Snow because he's our fearless leader. The Cat would be Jaime Lannister since he is a cool, smooth talker who probably wears cargo shorts under his armor. Iggy would be Littlefinger since that dude lives in a brothel, lies all the time, and is obsessed with a girl half his age, just like Iggy is obsessed with Gaga's Fupa. This role suits that old bacon-faced bastard nicely.
Oh, come on, no.
Plowsy, well, I can't compare him to anyone since there is no one on the show who likes to puff the magic dragon. Sorry, Plowsy. And finally, Doug. Doug would play Queen Cersei because he is an old queen himself. She wears a golden crown on her head. I smother Doug's head with golden showers.
Not
winter
good.
Is coming.
Who was
May
it,
Young's
Tim?
Newborn.
All right, that's enough. May Young's newborn hand has been suspended. Suspended for a period of 2 days' time.
Suspended?
Hey. Thank you, Hotshot. It's been a leather-bound suspension.
Doug, that's what we have. For the Hot Shots email today, a lot to work with here. A lot to work with. I set aside a few.
I set aside four, but
I think the accountability has to be recognized. I'm going Misty Plops, and I'm sure you set aside Misty.
I'm not going for him. I'm going for a fellow by the name of O-Town, a fellow by the name of KG in O-Town.
Both of those were set aside, along with Madu Bowles at Hanks and Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. I'm going to go Misty Plops, though.
Dang,
Misty Plops,
you shipped Lucas.
The 1st July Hot Shots email of the day. Frank Cusimano's coming up next. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Doug, you know, when the cat's on the road, it's brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Four Seasons Penske Truck, just look for the big gold truck. And Monkey Shoulders, the official Scotch whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Doug, real quickly, 314 Sports. What a place it is.
Yeah.
What a place it is.
It was. It's where Luke Voigt sharpened his skills.
How about that?
Got him all the way to the big leagues. This is where he went. 314 Sports. Maybe your son or daughter can improve their game. Not making any major league promises here, but they can certainly get a whole lot better if they work out at 314, that great training academy there in Brentwood. Also, they've got the camps going on. Just $99. They've got the four-day camps for boys and girls, 5 to 14. Give them a call at 314-963-1110. They've got a website with a lot more information. 314sports.com.
There it is, 314sports. Time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next. Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Butte GMC Studios.